Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2017 East-West Shrine Game. It's a collection of some of the top collegiate prospects in the nation as they make their path towards the April 27th NFL Draft, and that'll take place in Philadelphia. And one of the young men waiting to hear their name called on that date is the standout from Charleston Southern. It's Eric Austell. Eric, we appreciate you taking some time today. What's this experience been like for you so far?
It's been a lot of fun. It's been real cool, you know, kind of, you know, meeting like guys from all over the country, you know, and I'm actually, you know, East Coast, you know, college on the West team, so meeting some guys from Utah and, you know, USC, UCLA and all that, and just, you know, hearing about their different experiences and what, you know, their playbook was like or how they might have run things. It's been very interesting. It's been fun.
Nice. Have you always had the size?
Absolutely not, no.
No?
I've always had the height.
Okay.
For the most part, you know, I was always taller, but not until probably my senior year of high school was when I really blew up.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
So.
But I played quarterback and middle linebacker through high
really?
School.
Really?
Yep.
Quarterback and middle linebacker.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yep, I was recruited as a defensive end to Georgia Southern. Coach Quinn left. He was recruiting me there. He's at Tennessee Tech now, but he took the DC job at Charleston Southern. Got me up there, you know, as a recruit, on a visit, official visit late in January. I was given a preferred walk-on spot, and we got a new head coach and moved me to left tackle. after that first year.
Wow. Yep. So what were you leaving out of high school? What did you weigh?
235.
235.
Yeah, 230, something like that.
Well, that's still a good size.
Not for an offensive lineman.
No, not for an offensive lineman, but, you know, I'm just saying, but with the skill set. But you were playing quarterback and linebacker, huh?
Yep.
And then mm-hmm. and then you made the switch.
Yes, sir. I didn't have a scholarship.
Okay.
And the head coach, Coach Chadwell, he's the OC at Coastal now.
Yeah.
He said, we'll give you a scholarship. It'll be at left tackle. I was like,
great, that's right.
It's like, all right. Yeah, let's do it. I started 12 games that year.
As a true freshman?
As a redshirt.
A redshirt mm-hmm. freshman. That's still amazing.
Yeah, I was crazy. That was crazy. I was like 250. Yeah, real light.
Wow. That's why I love getting you guys on the show. You kind of really get the nook and crannies of, you know.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not
oh, yeah.
living in Charleston, so, you know, watching you every weekend, like I said, that's why we love kind of bringing these shows to the people that love draft talk. So once you arrive there, say you start 12 games, when you kind of start to sink in that maybe, you know, instead of playing on Saturdays, you can also add, you know, Sundays to the...
It's still sinking in.
Yeah?
You know, I mean, I came from a small school, you know, so, I mean, we played some really good competition. You know, there's talent, really good talent in FCS, but it's just a different level when you start getting with, you know, Alabama and there's some, you know, really good, you know, D-linemen from Arkansas and Indiana, there's another Colorado, you know, it's just some really solid players that... Yeah, I've really never seen. Maybe once or twice. Actually, I think I played one of the guys from Colorado in 2013 when we went out there. But I was outside. I never really blocked him. But so, you know, through this week, you know, I'm kind of, you know, each day I've got a little more confidence and realized that, you know, I don't have to play out of my mind to hang with these guys.
Yeah.
You know, so it's still kind of like a fluid process. You know, each day I'm like, oh, well, you know, I understand the playbook. You know, I'm big, strong. Why can't I go and hang with them? You know what I mean. So, and it's pretty cool, yeah.
Excellent stuff. Excellent stuff. And you know, and you speak volumes too, especially from, you know, a small school prospect. I mean, I think it was, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, Zach Zenner and Jonathan Crockett, both FCS guys, were on the West squad. And I remember Zach broke a great run, broke it, and he just, you know, kind of, you know, broke it and. And then Crockett would just start screaming. He's like, there you go. He's like, you know, FCS in the house. He's like, running you big boys out, you know. So is there a little bit of that, I mean, not a chip on your shoulder, but having that label, you definitely want to make an impact?
You know, it's you got to prove yourself every day, you know, because it's a big question mark, you know. These scouts come by and they see me and they're like, you know, at least at you know, at school, they're thinking, oh, well, he's got a decent size. You know, I'm not huge.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not
6'10"
or nothing like that. Yeah. You know, decent size. You know, I'm more, I think, athletic than most big offensive linemen coming out. And they're like, but can he hang with the big boys? Yeah. You know, that's the big question mark. So, you know, definitely each rep, I'm like, you know, I'm trying to go out and blend in or stand out. Blend in at worst.
Yeah, right.
You know.
A lot of versatility in you. I mean, have you kind of been able to kind of flip-flop some different positions?
I can flip-flop both sides very easily. I've played all five or practiced all five.
Yeah.
I've never gotten any reps in a game at center, mostly just in practice. Coach Fraley is our offensive line coach. He's worked me in a little bit at center today. But mostly left guard is what I've been playing. And yesterday I hung in there, did all right. Today I got a little better. I did all right in a couple center snaps, not so great in a little bit, but I'm probably going to play a little bit more center tomorrow and probably get a couple right guard reps as well. But, you know, my background is left tackle.
Yeah.
So at any time, you know, I could go out there and I would feel like at home. You know, yeah, everybody's way larger and longer and all that, but I can hang, you know.
Right. You know, and you know as well as anybody, I mean, you know, scouts, just like in college, you know, they're already probably projecting you to what they want.
Oh, absolutely.
And just like this, yeah. You know, so they've, you know, and so they see what your skill set is. And, if, I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm sure there's probably one time at least over the last 3 days where you've kind of had your mind blown where they asked you something and you're like, how would you even know that?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're like, phew. Yeah. So they do their homework. People think,
definitely,
you know, it's just them watching film. But, no, it's a tedious process, and they really get into the nooks and crannies of, you know, what you guys do. What do you think you do well? I mean, what are those positive traits that kind of make you a prospect to draft?
I think the first thing is I play pretty smart.
Okay.
You know, I'm Coach Fraley threw the playbook at us. And, I mean, really, all the guys in the room are pretty sharp.
Yeah.
You know, we're really not having too much of trouble with it. Picked it up real quick.
Okay.
You know, but you know, you can always get smarter, you know, so whenever I get to a team and all that, the more I can learn, the faster, the better.
Right.
You know, because if I can understand and anticipate what that defense is lining up to against our formation, it'll just make me that much quicker of a player. And that's another thing I think I'm good at is my speed I play with. You know, like I said, you know, I think I'm more athletic than a lot of, you know, offensive linemen, you know, even on the squad.
Yeah, you got a good athletic frame, yeah.
And that definitely helps because I'm not, you know, I have decent technique, but I need to sharpen it up a lot. And that speed can kind of, and that athleticism can kind of make up. You know,
yeah.
I can get in a bad position and recover. And another thing is just the intensity that I play with. I think I bring an edge. You know, like the chip on your shoulder you mentioned. I think I play with that every snap. So.
Yeah. And they always say you can't teach speed, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like I said, and they're just here to kind of hone you into the craft and make what they want. And you just kind of you're like the clay, and they're just going to mold you out.
Right.
Does anything go unnoticed? Leadership qualities, game, film study, could be the offense you ran where, you couldn't show much run block versus pass blocking. I guess, you know, what aspect of your game that these guys might not know about that's still a huge bonus?
I haven't pulled a lot.
Okay.
And I think I'm pretty solid at it. You know, I've probably pulled, you know, I've played guard the entire time,
yeah.
And I pulled twice, you know. So I haven't got to pull as much as I really want to showcase that because I think, you know, because it's a lot of times now they're trying to wrong shoulder or kind of spill it.
Oh, yeah.
And I can kind of see it coming, you know what I mean? And I can really dig them out, and I feel pretty confident in that ability. So, you know, we'll see. I'm sure I'll have, you know, a ton of opportunities coming up in the next couple of days.
But. Definitely, definitely. Once again, Eric Austell, the standout from Charleston Southern, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we're breaking down some NFL draft that you kind of get behind the scenes of finding out, you know, what makes this young man tick and why he is one of the top prospects at the position, and hence why he's down here at one of the most prestigious collegiate all-star games, and that is the East-West Shrine game. You had the opportunity to go over to the Shriners Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what kind of impact that have on you?
It just puts things in perspective, you know. I'm pretty laid back for the most part, but, you know, I can get kind of wrapped up in football.
Okay.
You know? You see all these, you know, these numbers and all that. Oh, this team gives you a third round grade. This team gives you a seventh round grade. You know what I mean? This team doesn't even think you're going to get drafted. So it's like, you know, you're trying to wrap your mind around that, and you get all wrapped up in your own stuff. And then you see these kids that don't know you from anywhere, but they think you're freaking Peyton Manning. You know,
right.
Coming up asking for your autograph and all that. And it's just humbling. You know what I mean? Because, like,
right.
This kid, one of the docs here, he equates it to poker. You know, most of us have been dealt pretty dang good hands, you know.
Right.
And these kids barely have a pair, you know, maybe not even, you know
right.
what I mean? So, you know, just to see them, and it's really humbling to see the joy that we bring them,
right.
You know what I mean? And just, like I said, it puts things in perspective and makes you thankful for what you have.
Definitely, definitely. And like you said, I tell you what, and you and I'm talking about the whole entire class so far, I've never had more of a reaction from you guys in terms of, you know, going over and visiting the kids than this particular year. I don't know why that is. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I've been down here for a long time, and I know I asked you about it, but a lot of guys have actually brought up the Shriners Hospital themselves, kind of just in conversation. So just a good class, just a good group of guys this year. Not that the other ones are bad, but they just seem like you guys really have a focus on how important that is, you know, mm-hmm. going over there. Before we let you go, and we appreciate you stopping by, and we always like to throw some goofy, lighthearted questions your way. You're probably this whole thing's been goofy. I don't know why. the first question, and I think I could ask this question first, and you guys would be like, yep, that's a wrap. Because that was a great question. Female celebrities, Eric. If you could take anyone
female
out.
Female celebrities. Yeah, well, I'm married to a beautiful wife who I love very much. If I had to take out one.
For dinner. Just a dinner date.
Gosh, I don't even know.
You're much bigger than me. But put it this way, if Margaret Robey said whoever wins a fist fight between you two can take me to dinner, I'm giving it all I have. And I know it's not going to end well for me, but I can tell you right now, and I'm happily married for 20 years, but I'm telling you, me and Eric Austell are throwing down. Granted, it's not going to be a lot. It's going to be him throwing me, but man, like I said. So with that said, anybody come to mind?
Oh, man. I would probably just ask my wife. She's a big fan of Jesse and James Decker.
Okay, yeah.
So I'd probably take her out, and I'd bring my wife, obviously.
All right,
with Eric Decker. Nice. Yeah.
No, I tell you, I let me escort you though. If she was on the show, and I said, Mrs. Austell, if you could take any male celebrity, do you think she would throw a name out there, or she'd be like, no, I'm sick of Eric?
I think she would stick with me.
Cool, man. That's good. I'm glad. I don't want you to miss your opportunity. And she's like, oh, Brad Pitt or, you know, Channing Tatum or some other name. This is a big hit or miss question. Sometimes colleges have a ton of them. Sometimes you guys have none of them. It's just really basically the locker room atmosphere. But locker room atmosphere, nicknames. Who had the most bizarre nickname in that locker room? How'd they get it?
Who had the most bizarre nickname? We had a QB. His name was Dalton Saunders. He was from Somerville, South Carolina. He was he was a walk on, great guy. He was at my wedding. Love him. And he one day after a rep, and you know he's like you know still kind of new and all that, but he's a big personality. He's cutting up, so he throws a ball and coach and our QB coach Tucker is very straight laced. Now he's the head coach, but he's you know great guy, and he doesn't like anything flashy, you know, Dalton, he goes like to the quarterback, you know, shooting the gun or to the receiver, and he called him Sonny Six Shooter from then on out, like Sonny Jurgensen. And he slung it, you know, he had a good arm. So that was probably the funniest one, and the one that stuck. I mean, like I have my number, I have his number in my phone. And it's Sonny, you know, like it's
Sonny.
Not. Yeah, there are people who know him very well. Probably you know, more than, than better than most, and probably don't know his real name.
My name's Brian, but I go by Bo.
Okay.
And there's people I've literally known all my life, and if somebody says Brian, they're like,
yeah.
If you said Brian, they'd be like, I don't know who you're talking
about. Another really good one, Chris Sullivan. He was a left tackle from Malden, South Carolina, or tackle from Malden, South Carolina. He was an Eagle Scout, and I don't know how it started to happen, but everybody just called him Scoutmaster. And he's very quiet and kind of reserved. Nobody, I mean, there are a ton of people on that team that don't know his real name. They just call him Scoutmaster.
Scoutmaster?
Yep. Yeah, those are probably the funniest ones, yeah.
That happens. Linemen, you guys do have a reputation for having appetites. Not be you. Could have been one of your other teammates. Who's just lays down the law when it's coming to food? And with that said, that person, what's the most impressive feeding that you've ever kind of seen them?
Man. Got to go back. Because we've had a lot. Well, we had a guy. He was actually getting looked at by a couple teams. Clayton Truitt.
Okay. Yeah.
He played guard for us. He's easily eats the most I've ever seen. They went out to this this restaurant. I think it's called Brex, and they got like a 30-ounce steak or something like that. Like it's him and another offensive lineman. And they just killed it, you know. And got them like a burger or something like that. Just ridiculous.
It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's insane.
Excellent stuff. And then the final question tonight. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He kind of paints and themes out shoes, the cleats. It's kind of like the in vogue thing. If you could have anything designed on your cleats, any idea what you want on there?
Probably like some type of like a camo or something like that. Right. I'm big into hunting, so some kind of like real tree pattern or something like that.
Excellent stuff, man.
Yeah.
Hey, who knows? It might happen, man. Well, hey, best of luck to you this week. I'm really glad we got to kind of talk and get to know you. I'm sure everyone out there as well is interested in the draft and Charleston Southern football, you know, kind of gets to go behind the scenes as well and find out a little bit more about what makes you tick. But with that said, we always like to say stay humble,
absolutely,
stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Once again, that is Eric Austell, the standout Charleston Southern offensive lineman, joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.